Welcome to On the Air, the audio supplement to Next Horizon magazine for June 2008. I am Dr. George B. Brooks Jr., your host. This is part two of the lecture on Green Recession Survival by Angela Brooks, owner of Life Strategy Consultant and also editor of Next Horizon and publisher of the Ebony Cactus magazine. If you have not heard part one, we encourage you to go to www.nxthorizon and take a listen. Enjoy.
So saving instantaneously in your home rewards yourself for spending your stimulus check wisely. How many of you have gotten or will receive your stimulus check? Okay. How much was yours approximately? $1,200. Okay. Investing your stimulus check in green is optimal. If you take your $1,200, if you take $500 of that, $80 on 40 CFL lights on an average home, one water heater cover blanket, $20, energy saving washing machine, $400, not the most expensive one, but just a general one, energy saver, that's $500. Your annual saving is going to be $611. Now, from $611, what can you do with that saving? You just greened your home partially, and now you have $611. What can you do? Savings account, a high-yield savings account. You can invest in stock, which is what I did during Christmas holiday. You can invest in a college fund for your child or children. You can take a mini vacation. Some of us will go out and buy big screen TVs. That's wonderful. That's great. But if you don't buy the right type, that's going to go for naught because it's not going to be environmentally conscientious of you. Because when you're done using it after a 10 or 15 year span, where is it going to go? Something to think about. So your return on investment can be quite great if you just utilize some small changes within your home. Benefits of going green today as opposed to tomorrow for homeowners, a leading factor in your continued health and well-being. Changing your home will change your life. Incorporating green, your health will become better, your well-being will be improved, your mindset will be more improved, your allergens will be lowered. This includes for you, your children, people who come to your home, full circle. Most of you here are business individuals, and you're saying, Angela, get to the meat and the potatoes of it all. What is business? What's the business benefit? Well, here's the business benefit. Going green can strengthen employee health, increase productivity, and improve your bottom line. How is that going to happen? Well, guess what? 20% or better increased productivity can be had by employees who work efficiently using CFL lights. So you can, if you change the lighting in your workspace, wherever that is, to CFL, you're going to improve at a minimum 20% of your employee base productivity. We're always trying to increase our productivity. We're always trying to talk to our employees and enhance them to, you know, make change. This is something, it's kind of underhanded, but this is something that you can do without fear in your employees, developing fear, without developing stress. They're going naturally along with their workday. But psychologically, they're feeling better. Emotionally, they're feeling better. No more stress and strain on the eyes. And productivity is 20% better. Can't ask for better than that. Well, you can. Green building can easily save 30 to 50% in building energy costs. This is from California Green Solutions. There are green homes, green buildings that are being developed and enhanced through green product that are now getting 70% or better in saving their costs. Can you save that with conventional green building? No, we can't. Here are some of the things that I want you as workers, as professionals, to take a look at. Four questions to see if you are green, adverse, or not. When you leave today, literally, go home or go to work and say, am I aware of green? And then you look around and you wonder, I don't see anything happening green. I see no recycle bins. I see tons and tons of paper. I see tons and tons of copies. I see print. I see ink. I see things all over the place. Now, we can green all day at home. But whose responsibility is it to green when we go to the workplace? Would it not be beneficial to green at the workplace since that's part of your livelihood to keep your home? Being smart. Next question. Is there some awareness in the workplace? If so, are there actions being taken? What actions are being taken? Are you having discussions in reference to green? Are you helping change a paradigm in reference to how people think, how people act, how people move in the workplace? Another question. Are there regular practices happening right now, today? Are we recycling in our lunchrooms? Are we carpooling? You may say, Angela, are you green? Well, guess what? I just got my first green transportation. What is that? I'm riding a bus. I got a bus card, $45 for 1 month. Ride all day, all night, all over Phoenix. How much do you put in your gas tank in a week? Now, the question is, can I keep it up? Will you keep it up? What's the benefit? Well, the benefit is I need to get healthy, so I'll walk maybe a quarter mile to the bus stop. The benefit is I'll ride the bus, and I won't be stressed on the way to or from my location. Someone else is driving. The benefit is I may take an extra 10 to 15 minutes to get to where I'm going, but that's 10 to 15 minutes that I can work on a project, get my mind in order in reference to a presentation such as this morning, whatever have you. Saves on emissions, saves on the economy, saves on your pocketbook. $45 for 1 month as opposed to twice a week, $60. Times 4, 240, times 12, you do the math. Last question. Are you advanced green in your practices at work? Are you chiming? Is your company a forward thinker? Are you moving toward the forefront of all change? Are you on Phil Gorton's list of change agents for the City of Phoenix? Okay. If you go to the City of Phoenix website, and you'll see that Arizona, Phoenix, is one of the leaders in changing environmentally sound initiatives in reference to green. We are on the forefront, and our mayor is moving us by leaps and bounds. Green recession survival, an analysis in reference to your community, and we're just about done. Community benefits. Generations can benefit from an enhanced green community. Generations can benefit from an enhanced green community. How can they do that? You'll change the way people, children, think about their lives. Think about where they live. Be conscientious of what's happening around them. You'll help them be healthy by introducing green and green concepts. Benefits of going green today in reference to tomorrow, we have to. We absolutely, positively have to. In reference to our community, improved living in community environment, this reduces our carbon footprint. Another area, reduced greenhouse gas emissions and other pollutants in the air. Enhanced community image, enhanced citizens, and basically pride in our community. Sustainability strengths in reference to life and lifestyle and home. Green, you want to develop an awareness, which develops into an action, which is something that you can see as a measurable change. in reference to your lifestyle and your home. These are the strengths that you want to develop, your awareness, your action, and your measurable change. In reference to sustainability, less means more. Using less means more. You'll develop a higher production. This is in work and business and community. Your growth, your employee base will grow, your business will grow. You'll increase your bottom line dollars because you're saving. Becoming globally competitive is very key. I don't know how many of us are really paying attention to what's happening globally, but everything that we do affects the world. Everything that we do affects our standard of life. And the more that we can change, the more that we can save, the more that we can become green and sustain our living, the better our local community and our global community will benefit. So to summarize, the key benefits in reference to green is to be sustainable, is to increase your bottom line, is to do more with less, and is to improve your quality of life. What I want you to do, I want you to not be afraid. Ignorance is not bliss. Research your options. Get a green audit. Incorporate a green audit into your home or into your workplace to see where are the values, where can you make change, where can you grow. Review your green awareness today, not tomorrow, because it affects you today, not tomorrow. Decide on a green starting point. Where do you want to start? Is it easier for you to begin with your lifestyle, at home, at your business, within the community? Whatever works. Decide on green actions to take. Develop partnerships. Expand your influence. Educate yourself, your family, your workplace, and your community. Become an advocate. Create a paradigm-shifting opportunity for an organization or someone you care about. And if you have any more questions, you can always call myself or email me, and we can assist you in whatever manner we can as far as making a change in your life. That is the presentation for today. If you would like, you can come up and take a look at some of the green household products. And we have green survival kits here for each individual. So thank you. I appreciate your time.
This is the end of part two of our first lecture on green recession survival. This is not going to be our last. This is a critical issue, and in future podcasts, you will hear from businesses and individuals who are putting these concepts to use on how can we use green as a method, as a process to prosper into the future. We would love your cards and letters. We'd like to hear your opinions. Please write us at publisher@nxthorizon.com. And please come back to nexthorizon.com to read our future magazines that will also focus on this subject. Until then, I am Dr. George B. Brooks, Jr., your host.